In wake of the attack on Sri Lanka's cricket team in Lahore, top Indian government officials are calling for Pakistan to take immediate steps to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure in that country. India's Foreign Minister Pranab Mukherjee says last November's attack on Mumbai and the attempt to kill visiting athletes in Lahore reiterates how serious the danger is from terrorism in Pakistan.
Unless the infrastructures, facilities available to terrorist organizations within the territory of Pakistan or under its control are completely dismantled and the perpetrators of the terror attack are not brought to the justice, repetition of these type of incidents may take place.
The Sri Lankan team had replaced India for a tour of Pakistan after India withdrew in wake of last November's assault on Mumbai. India contends all of the terrorists in the Mumbai attack came from Pakistan. Minister of State for External Affairs Anand Sharma says India made a prudent decision for the safety of its cricketers.
India never wanted to come in the way of people-to-people contacts, which we have not done, but to save our own cricketers from any such threat, we had taken the view. It's painfully proven correct.
Home Minister Palaniappan Chidambaram is criticizing Pakistan for not adequately protecting the high-profile foreign athletes.
It's quite clear that the security for the Sri Lankan cricket team was hopelessly inadequate.
Political analysts and sports enthusiasts say the repercussions from the attack in Lahore may be felt for years to come. An immediate result is that no foreign team is likely to visit Pakistan again soon. In the longer term, a debate is certain to be heard about whether Pakistan should host, as scheduled 2 years from now, the Cricket World Cup. For New Delhi, which is to hold the Commonwealth Games next year, security measures are likely to be reviewed after well-armed terrorists have demonstrated their ability twice in less than 4 months to target tourists and athletes in Mumbai and Lahore. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.